This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And over the weekend, armed members of the terrorist group Boko Haram are believed to have killed more than 40 students at a college campus in Nigeria. It's the latest attack from the Islamic group Boko Haram, whose mission is to establish an Islamic state in northern Nigeria. The massacre also comes on the heels of the four-day siege at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, by the Somali terror group Al-Shabaab, now allied with Al-Qaeda. Those attacks left at least 60 people dead and many more injured. David Cook, Associate Professor of Religious Studies at Rice University, has written about Islamic extremism in Africa and joins me from Houston. Professor Cook, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
First of all, I know enough Arabic to know that haram means forbidden. What does Boko Haram mean? Would people understand that it's a particular message?
Yeah, it's an acronym in Hausa, basically referring to Western-style education.
And so the targeting of a college campus in Nigeria is very specific to their message.
It is. And they have frequently attacked university students or high school students with various different massacres over the last 4 years.
Do you see in any sense the activity of Boko Haram last weekend linked to what happened in Kenya, in the sense that small groups in Africa are trying to get a higher profile, a higher degree of visibility?
No, I wouldn't say that Boko Haram is linked to the Westgate massacre. I would say that it's part of a trajectory of movement on the part of Boko to demonstrate that it is still a viable player in northeastern Nigeria. Over the summer, the Nigerian army has repeatedly leveled attacks against it and has demonstrated a level of overconfidence as far as the results go that is precluded by this most recent massacre.
Does Boko Haram have any aspirations to ally itself with Al-Qaeda, become a part of the franchise arrangement there with Al-Qaeda, as Al-Shabaab has done?
It has mentioned things like that, and that's an issue that intelligence people oftentimes discuss. I personally do not believe that Boko actually has connections with Al-Qaeda. I think that it's a localized radical Islamic group that at most has connections with other radical groups in West Africa rather than the Al-Qaeda worldwide.
In terms of the average Nigerian who understands that Boko Haram is a threat, how terrified are they of this kind of attack being wreaked upon them in their beds, whether they're university students or not?
I would say quite terrified. Nigerians have gotten a lot more serious about Boko Haram since 2 years ago when it began using suicide attacks mainly against Christian and governmental targets. Those proceeded until October of last year when the army began to hem it into northeastern Nigeria. And so one has to say right now that Boko's operations are fairly limited to northeastern Nigeria, but it still maintains the ability to cast terror over the entire country.
Do you foresee that this is the end of a chapter and the beginning of possibly a new chapter, in that Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab and other groups in the region might actually target Westerners in their own countries outside of Nigeria and Kenya and actually attempt something even more brazen?
Boko Haram has demonstrated the ability and willingness to attack Westerners, but mostly those that just happen to be travelers or are serving the locals in medical or educational methods. And for the most part, those people have simply left northern Nigeria. It's simply too dangerous today. As far as Somalia goes, I think that the Somalians do have to carry out more operations in Kenya in order to maintain their high profile. For their point of view, the Westgate operation was a huge success. It gained them a great deal of notoriety and placed their leader, Godon, on the map, where previously he was just one of a number of different players.
Which suggests there might be other attacks in the works to keep that momentum going. David Cook, thanks so much.
Thank you.
David Cook is Associate Professor of Religious Studies at Rice University. He joined me from Houston.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.